Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. All right, so can you remember when you met your in-laws for the first time?
Oh, that is a good question. I think I met them, we both went to the same church.
Yep.
And so I kind of met them at roughly the same time as I met their daughter.
Oh, so before you were dating.
Yeah, I kind of knew who they were. Yeah, it's not always a big moment, I don't think.
Well, it's always kind of nerve-wracking when you meet your partner's, you know, parents for the first time. But this is next level. This guy has said he was trying to get his girlfriend to meet his family and his parents, but she was a little bit hesitant, always had a reason why she couldn't meet them.
Of course, of course.
And things like that.
You don't want to call it too early. Like,
no,
if you've only been dating a month, it's like, whoa, hang on.
Yeah,
chill out.
Let me tell you a story in a second. But anyway, so what he decided to do, he took matters into his own hands. He took his whole family, his parents, his sisters, their husbands and their kids, to the restaurant that she worked at and requested a table in her section.
No.
Uh-huh. So
Why would you do that?
When she saw us, I could tell that she was taken aback, but she did her job well and even took the time to talk to us all. Upon leaving, the entire family, they loved her, they really liked her. They also left her a huge tip. He thought everything was fine. Until afterwards, his girlfriend, after she finished her shift, the man then realized he'd made a huge mistake.
When his number was blocked.
She just texted him and was like, you know, thanks a lot. That was a really mean thing to do. And then he called her and, like, she went off at him about how he shouldn't have blindsided her by bringing his whole family there.
Yeah, for sure.
And that she should have been able to meet them on her own terms. Could you imagine
that? You want to make a good first impression.
Mm-hmm.
You at work taking orders from the family, probably not the best way to do that.
Probably isn't how you want to set up the dynamic.
No.
But
hi, I'm going to be your waiter for today. Also dating that person over there. Yeah, no. That's
weird.
Terrible.
So I want to know, how did you meet your in-laws? Give us a call, 9313-0985.
You said you had a quick story, though.
Yeah, so when Evan and I had probably been on like two dates, and my in-laws live over in Victoria.
Okay.
So we weren't even official yet, and his dad was over. And I think he was sort of like, well, when else am I, like, if they don't meet now, and this turns into a relationship, you know, it's going to be so long before they can meet. So I happened to be a greeter on the door at church. So I met them when he brought them in. I was like, said, oh, hi. And Ev's like, oh, this is Beck. He'd obviously told them about me. Then they're like, oh, come and sit with us. And I'm like, okay. And then they're like, let's go out to dinner. And I'm like,
oh, no.
Okay.
2 weeks in.
Yeah, two dates in. Not even 2 weeks in.
You're lucky it all worked out.
I know. Lucky I was super keen. Let us know. Give us a call, 9313-0985. How'd you meet the in-laws?
We've got Simon on the phone. Simon, what's your story?
How you going, guys?
Good.
Good. So, a little bit of background on my story. So, my wife is from Mexico, and she was a missionary in Peru. I was doing some short-term mission work over in Peru, and we met, and after a bit of to-ing and fro-ing, we finally got together as partners, and then about a year after that, we got engaged, and then a year after that, we got married, and it wasn't about until 2, maybe 3 weeks before we got married, I met her mum and sister.
Oh, wow.
2 weeks.
What?
What would have happened if they didn't like you?
Right, she must be pretty confident that you're a great guy, and no doubt you are, Simon.
So it's kind of interesting because we got married twice. So we got married in Australia first. She came over to Australia for a holiday. And whilst she was over here, we decided to get married. And that's when she first met my parents. So it was about 3 or 4 weeks before we got married here that she met my parents. And so by the time we got to Mexico to have the second wedding, it was already too late.
Well, so neither of your parents actually met your significant other half until it was too late.
Until it was a month before.
Yeah,
brilliant.
And thankfully, both sets of parents-in-laws are great, and like, we all get on like a house on fire.
Meant to be, Simon. Meant to be.
Simon, thank you so much for the call. We've got Rachel on the phone. Rachel, how'd you meet your in-laws?
So, hi guys. I am married to a lovely Zambian man, and when we were dating, we were 7 months in, and his mum had had a little bit of a freak out that he was marrying someone, you know, from English culture. So we decided to put her mind at rest and that I would go with my mum to meet them. But when we booked the ticket, what we didn't realise is my husband had one of his final exams at uni that he was studying, and it ended up being crossing over with the dates that we were travelling. So we had to change his travel dates, but my mum and I went on our own for the very first time to the African continent. And so you flew into Zambia and met my now in-laws on our own without my husband there.
In a country you'd never been before.
Not happening.
In a country I'd never been to before. Exactly. We had a night in South Africa, which was an event in itself, and then flown out the next day to Zambia. Both places never been before. And yes, it was. One for the history books.
And sounds terrifying.
How did it all turn out?
Also, it went really well, thank goodness. I put their mind at rest, obviously. And then 2 and a bit years later, we were married, and they all came over for our wedding, and now we've been married nearly 12 years.
So, congratulations.
Beautiful.
Thank you. 3 children. One of them remained in the car after I picked him up from school so he could hear the story. sitting at the back listening to this whole thing.
How many days was it between the time you arrived and stayed with the parents than when your now husband came? Was it like 2 days or was it just one day?
No, it was 2 days because it takes a long time to get there to begin with. It's like 20 hours or something that you're traveling. So no, it ended up being 2 days. We also had stuff stolen out of our bag in Johannesburg.
Oh no.
So you had to share clothes with his mum.
And I bet that you were glad your mum was with you.
Oh my goodness. Yes, I definitely was. It was an eye-opening experience for both of us, but at least we were in it together.
blind leading the blind.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Brilliant.
They loved us real good.
Happily married. Rachel, thank you so much for your story.
You can keep letting us know. How did you meet the in-laws? You can give us a call, 9313-0985.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.